HKX, KI4DOS.
KO4HKX, hey Gary.
I wanted to let you know, no runs, grips, errors, or other thing, anything else.
Sounds good.
Hope you gave me about putting just a little Permatex on that gasket, boy. I did put that on the water pump and let it dry just a little bit, and then they stayed right in place. Made it a whole lot easier.
Used to do all the time. Just make sure you only put it on the water pump side.
I was afraid that, well, there wasn't none on the old one, and it came out, came off real clean, except two little spots, and I cleaned those off real good, and then I put it back on, and did not put any on the block side.
That gasket sticks to the water pump and comes off with it.
Yeah, there it goes. You talk to somebody that knows the tricks of the trade, and makes the job a whole lot easier.
Yeah, roger that. You can't beat experience at anything.
All right. And like I said, I appreciate it. It helped me a whole lot. And what I did is I put the two top bolts in and put the water pump up and slid that other little hose on it. And then I lined those bolts up and popped right in. So that was the easiest job that I've done on changing that water pump out.
It went smooth for you. It's always nice when things go as planned, isn't it?
The only thing I forgot about was that plug. It's got two hoses up at the top. One of them goes to the block. It's a little short hose. The other one's got a plug in it, and I forgot about it. I had to go out to the barn and get my hex wrench to take it out. I put a little Teflon tape on it before I put it back in.
When you started pouring water and cooling in, didn't you?
I always put Teflon tape on something like that if I'm screwing something in and it has to do with water. I learned that a long time ago. And I got both of those out. But I had forgotten about that plug. I knew I had one hose in it, the hose fitting that I had to take out. And I got it out and got everything put back together and cranked it up. Put a gallon of antifreeze in it. And the thermostat opened. And I said, well, I better turn the heater on, get that water circulating through the heater core. And let it run for a few minutes, and it wasn't getting any heat. And I took the radiator cap off real slowly. And there was no water coming back out of the heater core. And I looked down in the radiator, and it was dropped way down. So I put almost a gallon of water down in there, and all of a sudden it started coming out. And I said, okay, everything's good now.
The air pocket out of there. They'll get air trapped in there. That's why I was going to tell you, that plug, it's a good thing to leave it out until you fill the block up, until water starts running out of it. That way that air don't get trapped back here behind the water pump.
I know you could leave it out while you was doing that, but if and when I ever have to change another one, I'll remember that.
Just let you burp the air out of it, and then when you see coolant coming out, you just thread it in, tighten it up, and then fill it the rest of the way up.
I tell you what, there's all kinds of tricks to the trade. But again, I do appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know that all went well. Didn't have any trouble out of it. It came right off. The only trouble I had was that bottom bolt on the left side down there under the underneath the alternator.
For that, there's always one. There's always one in every crowd. But Gary, I have backed into my next stop, so I'm glad everything went smooth for you. And I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73, Gary.
Okay, Patrick, glad I caught you in between stops. You go make some money, and we'll talk at you later. Thanks for the tips. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.